Government and the Canadian Commercial Corporation, CCC, have signed an agreement for the construction of a 132-megawatt electricity-generating plant under the Phase 3 of the Takrade Power Project. The $230 million project follows the completion of a 132-megawatt Phase 2, which will be inaugurated this July. The chief executive of the CCC, Mark Whittingham, announced this when he paid a courtesy call on President John Evans Atta Mills at the Castle Lusu. He said 94% of Ghanaians engaged during the second phase will be retained.
About 3 years ago, we signed a contract for the T3 power generation station in Takoradi, and that will be completed this summer. We're signing the next phase, T3X as they're calling it, which is another 132 megawatt power station to add to the other 132 megawatts that will be there. And then it will become effective on both governments' approvals. Our government, there will be no issues, and I know here there will not be either because it is a very solid contract. The delivery is about a two-year construction period to add to the one that's already been built. Contract is $236 Canadian for the basic, and then there's some options for a couple of other things, about $21 million on top of that. In the current contract, there are 600 people working there. Out of that, 94% of them are people from Ghana. That includes subcontractors. What our principle is, as part of the Canadian government working with Canadian industry, is to make sure that there's knowledge transfer, there's technology transfer, there's local benefits, there's corporate social responsibility, care for the environment, care for the community, care for the people that are working in that area.
Chief Executive of Canadian Commercial Corporation, Mark Whittingham. President Mills asked Mr. Whittingham to explore other opportunities and encourage more Canadians to invest in those areas. He said government will continue to create favorable investment opportunities in the country.